It's Urban Māori Radio, Wātea 603. This program deliberately looks to destigmatise a lot of Māori information and news, and we celebrate our people looking at the positivity that exists within our Māori communities and wider tau Māori. Mauri ora, kia tata. Members of Massey University School of Sport, Exercise and Nutrition have worked alongside 240 kaihoi during the Wakaama Secondary School kaupapa, which was held last week. And it's inspiring rangatahi to pursue science. The project uses a one-of-a-kind wakahoi that can record data at 100 times a second, and it can be connected to a phone or smartwatch to track performance in real time while out on the water. The project lead and head of the School of Sport, Exercise and Nutrition is Associate Professor Andy Foskett, who's with us today. Hey, Andy, thanks for joining us. My name's Dale. It's great to talk about this. It's a really interesting kaupapa. Thanks for your time. What's behind it?
Just if I can clarify, we weren't actually at the secondary school's Wakaama. What we did, our project, we actually went into the region. We engaged with local school in Kura, and we had the children coming to us on the waterways, and so we were working with some students that were familiar with Wakaama and some that were novel to Wakaama, but effectively everything else you said is correct. So happy to talk about the project.
Well, Liz, what were you hoping it might reveal?
Yeah, so the idea was very much around us taking science out to the community and trying to just engage children with science and showing them that it can be cool, it can be engaging, and that science isn't necessarily about being in a classroom and talking about, scientific concepts. It was more about getting the rangatahi active, applying their activity, and then looking at the data. As you said, the hoi that we had these designed specifically for the project. The technology has been used before in other paddle sports like Olympic kayaking and so on for high performance. And so we got the company that made those to design us 12 waka hoi. And so we would get 2 six-person waka on the water, 12 people paddling. And then we're collecting the data, as you said, 100 hertz, 100 times a second. We're getting data from various strength gauges and accelerometers. And then with the students, we'd take them inside into what was then a sort of a temporary classroom, get them in front of a laptop and get them looking at their performance data and talking to them about science, but actually in a way that was really engaging and allowed them to see how well they'd done against their peers and how they might be able to improve their performance. And so, for the kids, I think it was really exciting to, get away from the classroom, get on the water, have a bit of fun. But actually, for us, it was more about just showing them that, science can be pretty cool and can be applied. And I think when it's delivered in context and something they find enjoyable and engaging, and the feedback from the teachers and from the students was very much that they had a great day and, involvement with the project.
Well, as I say, it's immediately intriguing to me as well, Andy, because the rate of use of the hoi, the angle it hits the water in, it must take in numerous conditions. And then, of course, you've got the individual data coming off 12 hoi, and therefore when you can see it and understand it, the chances to improve a team's performance are quite stark. What can you recall of some of the reactions of these young people when they were exposed to the data associated with their efforts?
Yeah, I think the key thing you notice is that you've got six people paddling in a waka and looking from the side. You might spot that they're not necessarily in time or not, but at times they might look like they're paddling perfectly in unison, but the data may tell you something different. And so the key thing for us at the time, as I said, was just getting the children engaged. The project's just finished. Now we've got these 12 waka hoi and we can start looking at, we've been engaging. We went out to various communities down in Taranaki, Tairawhiri, around the Manawatū, and also in Tamaki Makaurau, and working with some of the individuals in Waka in those regions who connected us with access to facilities and so on. A lot of those are very good Waka coaches, and I know they want to get their hands on the hoi to help their athletes, and that's the next step for us at Massey, is start to make those connections with the individual. You know, we're not claiming to be Waka experts and Waka coaches. We've just developed a tool to excite the, you know,